Dan, how are you feeling after surgery?
Good.
The timeline seems in line with what was originally expected.
I think I'm already a couple of weeks ahead, so I think it was a smart decision to do it a little bit earlier, just to be ready for next year. So I'm happy how it's going, and I know that the worst thing's already behind me, so I'm just looking forward right now.
Are you anticipating being a full participant to begin training camp?
Yeah, that was the goal, and as I said, I think I'm already a couple of weeks ahead, so should be no problem for me to skate like middle of July and be ready here.
Oliver, how would you assess your return back to the organization?
Kind of hard to sum everything up right now, but it's been a lot that's happened over the course of the year, and I'm gonna try to sum mostly up over the past couple of weeks here, but it's been very fun overall, and just happy to be back in an environment that I've missed. So it's been positives overall.
Dan, was your injury something that probably should have, was nagging and maybe could have been taken care of earlier, or just when did it happen, sort of thing?
I was struggling with it for over a year. Like, but it wasn't anything that just came up one day. It was just a thing that was bugging me for a while. But the team gave me a word that I can do whatever I want, basically. So they had my back all the way through, and I was just I wanted to play. I wanted to perform well as I can, and I just wanted to get the team chance to win every night. But then I got to the point where I was just like, it was hurting for me every single day, and I just felt like, I was basically hurting the team more than I was helping them. So, then we had a conversation with the team, and then they just did an awesome job, like Connie and the coaches, and then the medical staff. They shut me down, because if it was up to me, I would have still played.
And can you go into just a tiny bit of detail of what they did?
Yeah, it was a torn labrum and a bunch of extra bones on my hip, so they had to shave the bone off and put some anchors in it. So it was painful, but as I said, I would do it. If I had the same thing, I would play through it again. So I'm happy I done it right already, and I'll be better next year.
Oliver, as a UFA, kind of where's your head at about your future in Calgary?
I've said in the past that I want to stay, and I like it here, and I've had my interest to be here, but I let my agents and the business side of thing take care of itself. But I think I've been clear with how I like Calgary and how I want to try to get back with my play. So let's see what happens.
Oliver, do you feel like you're we talked to you after some tough losses. Like, do you feel like you're a part of maybe not the leadership group with an A on your shoulder, but a big part of this culture here now that you've been here for a few seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a familiar face around here, I would say, yeah. And I mean, I try to take a little responsibility and make new guys feel comfortable, and trying to lead with example, how I like take care of myself and do what I do to prepare and just try to be a good teammate and just try to bring guys together. So I think that goes a long way if you've been here for a longer time to try to help other guys, new guys or guys that have been here, just to feel comfortable and perform. So I'm just trying to do my part and be myself, and hopefully that helps.
Oliver, do you feel like you're still scratching the surface of what you can be at the NHL level?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've shown lights of what I can be. I haven't been that consistent because I've missed a year, but I feel like I have more to show, and I know that, and I'm a competitor, so I know that I can give more, and I want to give more. So, I think there's more to see out of me.
Oliver is a guy who, just reiterated and has said lots of times you want to be here beyond the end of this season. What gives you optimism in terms of the direction the team now is going?
You say your question again?
Yeah. What gives you, as a guy who has said he wants to be here long term or past this season, what gives you optimism in terms of the direction of where the team is going?
We still have guys that have a lot of experience in our team and still have contract, and we still have guys in our dressing room that knows how to win. I think we have it in our dressing room. Obviously, we can maybe add some pieces, but at the same time, we have a lot of good people, good players, and if the opportunity is there, I want to be a part of that. So let's see what happens.